Alan.
Benny, did you just try to call me?
Yes, I did.
How may I help you this fine day today?
Remember what we spoke about Ronita?
Yeah,
you
were going to call me in an hour, but somehow or another you defied.
That day, the place, Asuta, they postponed Ronit's operation to the day. So,
okay.
I'm on the way to there right now.
Okay.
And I need you to be available at 2:15.
The only possibility of my not being available at 2:15, which is an hour from now, is I might for 15 minutes have to go and pick up Judith from her work, which usually takes place on a Monday around 2:30. But sometimes she's early. So if it should be that I'm not available, I'll be available 5-10 minutes later.
Okay. So I'll call you around 2:15, and hopefully you'll be available. And if not, I'll tell him to wait patiently, and then
okay.
You'll be available. Okay.
What's going on?
Over that, on top of that, what's going on with what?
With your son?
He's in the army now.
Yes, I know that. I'm saying
like the whole country.
Okay?
What?
Everything okay though, right?
Yeah, Baruch Hashem, everything's fine. Yesterday there was a bar mitzvah for Elkanan's kid in Migdal HaEmek.
Yeah, no, I knew about it. I was invited, but I didn't go. It seemed to me too far for a kugel.
Yeah, it's too close to Hezbollah.
All right.
Yeah. But anyway, the bottom line is that also Esti and Chani's children are fine.
Did people hear from Avram Pinchas?
Avram Pinchas is not in danger right now because their car broke or whatever, so they're outside of Gaza.
Okay.
And Yochai is inside Gaza.
Okay. It's good to know that somebody who's competent is there. Yes.
Yeah,
what did you want to say?
Someone has to take care of things.
Okay.
Alan. Let me just finish this. This will be around 6,200 shekels.
No problem.
I would also appreciate it if about the rest of the money will go as following. You'll get 2,500 shekel cash, which I will visit you and take from you and give to your neighbor.
I don't have a clue what you just said to me.
Mikhail, I want to give him 2,500 shekel.
Yeah, you know what? The truth of the matter is, Albert asked me about that all of the time. So what did all of you guys give? Because he keeps asking me what he should give.
I don't know. We agreed. I told you about this. We agreed that 2,500 shekel is the number. I do not know what other people did. In reality, I didn't speak to them. I am going to give him 2,500 shekel. And since I'm chasing him already for a few weeks, asking him how he wants the money transferred or bit, and I get no answer from him, I'm just going to have you get 2,500 shekel cash, which I will, next time I visit you, I'll just take it from downstairs and bring it upstairs.
Those you want me to prepare for you because I don't have in the house that much.
Yeah.
But I will have. But I will have tomorrow because I got.
Yeah.
I get the rent in cash. But
okay.
But,
great.
But
great.
In another day or two, I'll have it. So in other words, you want me to prepare for you 2,500 shekels in cash.
Yes, and this will bring us well beneath 10,000 shekel left.
No problem.
So the rest just transfer to my bank account.
Okay. No problem. I'd be happy to do it.
So
no problemo.
I'll speak to you in about an hour, okay?
Okay, but like I said, if I might not be home for 15 minutes, okay?
Okay.
Because
okay.
I go, oh, and, wait.
Yeah.
Today is also, wait, I'm just remembering. Today, an hour from now is 2:15, but at 3:30 today is Miriam's yard side, and Judith expects me to go to the grave with her, so... So you know, you have a window from 2:15 to 3:30, but okay.
Who's your tight? Who's your tight?
Your great aunt Miriam.
My great aunt Miriam? My aunt.
Yes, your no. Your,
my aunt, not my great.
Your,
aunt,
oh, your aunt. I'm sorry, your aunt Miriam.
Yeah. It's but isn't it Kafchet Cheshvan?
Listen to me. just please listen to me and understand this once, because I hope that since you have Yeki blood in there, you're not going to be angry at me. For some reason that I never have figured out, Yekis are into funerary things. I don't know why. If it was me, I would have nothing to do with this. I wouldn't go. Person died. You remember him once in a while. That's it. It's called Yiskar. And once every few years, maybe something. But everybody, your father, you did, Michael, they keep insisting, and everybody keeps going to the graves all the time for this one.
And as we grow older, there's more and more graves and less visitors.
Right. Right. So, again, I'm just telling you, at 3:30, I'm told I have to go. So,
okay, 3:30 is irrelevant. 2:30 is her appointment. So 2:15 will be there, and I'm going to just give you a call, okay?
Okay, no problem. I'll have my credit card ready. Okay.
Yofi. I'll speak to you then. Bye-bye.